From the intuitive business coaching of Nancy O'Keefe comes business success with human design. Join us every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. to talk about how business owners are using their human design to create a business that aligns with their life's work, how they're wired to operate, and how they're here to serve so they can return to the joy of running a business that feeds their soul. There isn't one right way to conduct business, but there is one right way for you. Nancy has helped hundreds of business owners redefine success their way.
Well, welcome to Business Success with Human Design. I'm your host, Nancy O'Keefe, and I have assembled a panel of amazing women here today, and we're going to just have a great conversation about human design. So to start with, I'd like to introduce our panel. And first, we have Jacqueline Marisette. Jacqueline, tell us a little bit about yourself and your business.
Sure. So my name is Jacqueline Marisette, and I am the founder of Heal Mind Body Soul. I am a registered nurse, and it is occurred to me not long after becoming a nurse that I was not in the business of healthcare. I was in the business of sick kids. And so I pivoted with that and started my own company of Heal Mind Body Soul in order to help people get in touch with their own bodies. We seem to have lost connection with that. So through Qigong, through meditation, through other modalities that I use as well, I help people just get in touch with their bodies and learn to listen to themselves and know that they are their very own expert, if you will.
Mm-hmm. So Jackie, do you have any kind of a free gift or anything on your website, or what is your website so our listeners can find you?
Sure. My website is JackieMarieth.com, and that's JackieMarieth.com. And I do, I have a free sleep meditation on there. People tend to struggle with sleep, so this one helps you fall asleep a little faster.
So yeah. Next up, we have Lisa Hamrada. Lisa, tell us a little bit about yourself and your business.
Sure. So I'm Lisa Hamrada. I am an Empowered Life You Guide and Life Transformation Mentor. You can say that I'm a spiritual life coach with loveistheseed.com. And I help women, specifically purpose-driven and empathic and heart-centered women, to become the leader of their mind again and align with their soul's higher path so that they can experience more joy and inner peace and self-confidence and be able to navigate their challenges in life with more grace and ease. And so you can find me at loveistheseed.com, and on there you will find free resources on my Empowered Life You methodology and my Divine Reset signature process that guides women to then navigate those challenges and reveal a higher potential for themselves and their life.
Great. And you have something coming up, a program starting soon?
I do. I have the Divine Reset Experience. It is a 6-week program. That is a group program where we go through a process of being able to create greater peace in our lives. And it gives you lots of practices, very key practices to being able to navigate those challenges on a daily basis, have greater peace, have greater spiritual connection, and just be able to create greater change for yourself on a regular basis.
Awesome. So if you're listening to this as a podcast, I'm sure Lisa will be running it again throughout the year. So stay tuned for that.
I will.
And last up, we have Carrie Rowan. Carrie, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your business.
Sure. Well, my clients have dubbed me the Professor of Happiness and Joy. And I'm a mindset coach and an award-winning singer-songwriter, best-selling author of Tell a New Story. And the piece of my business that I'm most excited about right now is my podcast on a syndicated radio show like yours, Nancy, with over 120,000 listeners to date, called Look for the Good. And I teach people how to retrain their brain so that they can, instead of focusing on the default, what's wrong with my life, start to shift their gaze to what's working in their life. And you know, through being a mindset strategist, using my book and my podcast and corporate seminars and coaching programs, and speaking on stages, I've helped thousands of people release those negative stories that they don't even realize are the very thing holding them back from what they want in their life. And you can find out more about me, and if you want to work with me, at my website, carrierowan.com. And we spell everything on radio, so it's CarrieRowan.com. And get my free gift, 5 Simple Ways to Tune Up Your Life and Feel Better Fast.
Awesome. There's a theme going on here, ladies. It's one of positivity and embracing yourself and going for the positive changes in your life. So I think that's great. Welcome to you all. And I'm so happy that you could be here to talk with me today. We're going to look at human design. So I'd like to start with this question, and we'll just sort of keep it conversational. Just chime in whenever you have a thought. Before you learned about human design, before you got into the program that I taught, where were you in terms of your knowledge of it and your understanding about it? Lisa.
I can go first. So I didn't know anything about human design before meeting you, Nancy. And when I had heard about what you did and what human design is, I instantly was like, gravitating toward it because of the work in the spiritual life development, understanding that we come here for a very particular purpose, that we're loaded and coded with everything that we need to be able to navigate this life. And so this became one of those tools to kind of see, get a glimpse into the challenges that we're likely to experience, as well as where our gifts are. And so this was just amazing to me. And so before taking the Human Design 101 course, I had taken a personal reading with you. And then we ended up doing a relationship reading and then the business. So that was my experience of it.
I love what you said, loaded and coded. That's awesome. I love that. I might steal that.
Go for it.
Who wants to be next?
I'll go next. I too, like Lisa, I really didn't know a lot about it. And I remember, Nancy, you came on to, we belonged to this mastermind together for quite some time, and you offered us all a free reading. And I was like, I got to find out more about this. I'm really interested. You know, I had astrology readings and stuff like that done, but this was way deeper. So we did the reading, and then we took it a step further. And just like you, Lisa, we did the relationship piece of it. And I'm hooked. I've got this enormous folder here on my desk of all my human design stuff. I always know where it is because it's one of the thickest folders in my file. So there's just so much information. I really, really love digging into it, really learning how to manage your energy. So that's how. And then, of course, the course was fabulous, loaded with great information.
Well, I love the way you say you were hooked, because that is exactly what happened to me. A little bit I learned about it just kept me coming back and trying to learn more and more. You get hooked. It's a phenomenal personal development tool.
Sure.
Thank you, Karen. Mm-hmm. So Jackie, how about you?
So I wasn't quite new to human design. I had listened to a bunch of podcasts. I had read books, took a few free seminars, and they were phenomenal. But the human design course for me was it elevated it up a notch completely, because I didn't have feedback from people. You know, I had an idea of what I thought what it was, but when I was able to communicate with you and communicate with the other students in the, you know, human design 101 class, that's what made the big leap for me of understanding it, because you got to experience different language, if you will, like of someone describing something, and then you were like, oh, that makes so much sense to me. That was a big benefit.
Mm-hmm. That's a very big point, because there's a lot of books out there about human design, a lot of great material that you can read about, but I think you're right, getting that, having somebody help guide you through it makes all the difference, because there's so much information. I mean, you can really struggle with it. And mm-hmm. I love that the feedback I got from the course was that, you know, it's clear, it's succinct, you've made it simple, and that was important to me. So thanks for saying that. Yeah. So what was the most interesting thing you discovered about your own human design? And just jump in. I mean, everybody has a lot to say about how validating it is, but was there anything that stood out as being, you know, really interesting, almost a rediscovering of yourself?
Well, for me, it was really how I run my energy as a projector and how I'm supposed to wait for an invitation. Like for me, that was like, what? Like my whole life, you know, I'm like going after stuff. And like, so that was really interesting. And how do you, but what I love even more is, okay, you can know the information, but how do you apply it in your own life? And that's what Nancy's really great at delivering.
For me, this is Jackie. I'm a manifesting generator, and I knew that I would get it in life, but I didn't understand how that frustration played out. And also my learning curve. I am a 5-1, and so learning is like my superpower and also my Achilles heel, because I can learn something to death and never use it, if you will. But when I would get frustrated with my learning, sometimes I would just like maybe throw in the towel a little bit. And now that I can see that I hit those plateaus and that it's like a growth spurt for me, I have the potential for that growth spurt, I'm able to sit with that frustration and just be like, okay, why am I frustrated? And, you know, is it just things aren't moving at the speed of light like I'm used to and how I like them to move? Or am I not following my sacral response? Am I not, you know, listening to my strategy and authority? So that has made a huge difference.
So understanding that and knowing that, has that changed the way you do things when you get frustrated?
Absolutely. You know, that throw the baby out with the bathwater kind of thing. Like if I didn't get the results I quote unquote wanted, it was like, oh, then this is not working. So then we have to just change a tactic. And so I'll try, you know, a different way. And this has made such a big difference in how I can just sort of wait and hang back a little bit. And then all of a sudden I move forward exponentially.
Mm-hmm. So you have more patience with yourself, maybe.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Lisa, how about you?
Yes. So, I mean, you mentioned this, a lot of validation. I think for me, especially going through the Human Design 101 course, it's there's a lot of radical self-acceptance in the way that I now do things, right? Because it takes a lot of energy when I'm trying to initiate things, but I am an emotional generator. And for me now, what shifted is to embrace how I am a responder, that I need to, I do best when I respond. So if somebody comes to me with something, I'm on it. I can respond. I can bring in that, the best response for them at that time, or even waiting a little bit later, because what ends up happening is now I'm understanding and connecting the dots, is that I don't always, and typically I don't have an immediate response, but later on it drops in when my mind is more relaxed. And so understanding that I don't need to respond immediately, that the most rich part of my response and what I give to other people is what drops in. It could drop in right after a call I have with a client, and I'll end up writing them that what dropped in for me. And that's what I found to be most valuable. There's a lot of things that I learned. There is one of the biggest enjoyments for me in the Human Design 101 course was the quantum life and soul purpose exercise that you took us through, because it brings it all together in a really insightful way, especially with the purpose and really embracing that purpose and the way that you do things.
That's awesome. Well, we are coming up on a break already. When we come back, I'd like to talk about what your experience sparked in your personal life. What kinds of things did it impact, maybe in your relationships or just generally in your personal life? So take a minute to think about that, and we'll be right back.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of DreamVision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
Can't seem to get in the flow of consistent clients and consistent income? People do business with people they know, like, and trust. How can clients know, like, and trust you if you're not showing up authentically? Discover your unique human design and attract the clients you were meant to serve. Nancy O'Keefe, certified human design specialist, intuitive business coach, helps women peel back the layers of who they've been taught to be to reveal who they truly are so they can build an abundant business that feeds their soul. Nancy has been coaching business owners for over 25 years and is passionate about helping them to understand their divine design and their personal formula for success. Book your human design reading today at nancyokeefcoaching.com.
Okay, welcome back. This is Nancy O'Keefe, your host for Business Success with Human Design. And we're here with our panel, Jackie, Lisa, and Carrie. And they're sharing their experiences, not only with human design, but with Human Design 101. So we talked about a little bit about the discoveries that you made. Now let's look at what kind of changes were sparked by your experience in your personal life.
Jackie. I'll go first. So one of the biggest ones for me was that waiting. And my mom had a saying, she's like, I have to do something even if it's wrong. And so I've learned that, like, just to keep busy for the sake of busyness. And I can say that just after finishing up the human design class came the holidays, and work was not as busy as I would like. And normally I would fret and just try and do something, anything for the sake of doing it, because, you know, what else are you going to do? And I changed that tactic a little bit, and I used it as waiting time, but more of a preparation time, and learning a little bit more about myself, learning a little bit more about maybe some aspects of my business. And then when things picked up again, I was ready. And that is a new thing. I was also rested, and I didn't realize how much rest I had needed. and that was really, really, really a big change for me, but also with great reward.
Awesome. So Jackie's a manifesting generator, that speedy energy type. So you tend to go at 90 miles an hour and do multiple things. So how did it feel to sort of kick back and not do that?
There were some times where the old pattern would come in and just be like, you need to do something, especially when it was right around the holidays, because my kids are all grown. We do things a little differently now. We make a gift and we exchange names. So there's just really one gift. And I was like, it's Christmas Eve. I should be running around like I'm insane because it's Christmas Eve. I don't have anything to do, but I feel like, and I could almost tune into that energy around me. And I was like, it's out there. I can feel it, but it's not mine. So that was a big change. I mean, I did other things. I didn't, you know, sit on the couch and just, you know, watch Netflix.
Sure.
But I did different things, you know, just different things, not crazy energy things. Yeah.
That's great.
I'm busy.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. Who else? What sparked a change in your personal life?
Well, I liked the piece where we talked about, I too agree with the waiting thing, Jackie. It's hard because I have to wait for an invitation now instead of like creating an invitation, which is so hard for me. And also one of the things was you mentioned that had to do with rest as well, is like, that's what I love, is the managing your energy piece, is that I needed to get horizontal before I went to bed, right? Like, was one of my things. To make sure that I'm clearing my own energy, because I have a tendency to, you know, feed off of other people's energy. And that was really huge. And I really, really took that to heart and tried to incorporate that Sometimes sleeping in bed alone, and so when my husband goes out of town, I'm like, oh, this is my projector time to like refuel, and just I find myself balancing the energy around the house just to try to get back to myself. So that was all super insightful that I take into my daily life every day.
And Carrie lives, she's a projector living in a house with manifesting generators. Everyone else in her house is a manifesting generator. And, sometimes Carrie is basically bouncing off the walls because of the energy in the house. She can't sit still. And that's, sometimes a challenge. As everybody knows, projectors don't have unlimited energy, so they need to save it for all the good things they want to do. So that was huge. And no, how about knowing that everybody else was a manifesting generator? Did that impact the way you dealt with them?
Well, I feel like a manifesting generator myself. Like if I was to guess, that's what I would have said I am, because I am like the Energizer bunny. But yeah, it made me see things differently. But then it's like the class again opened my eyes, says each one has its different flavor, right? So one of them is an emotional one, like you are, Lisa. And they're each something different. But yeah, always generating that energy. And I do feel it when everybody leaves the house. So that just how it all interplays was one of the huge things for me. How we all interplay with each other. I love that. It's very cool.
That's great. Thank you. Lisa,
Yeah.
how about you?
It's so funny, this conversation around the manifesting generator, because first I'll say definitely there's been a greater understanding of how to communicate with those in my house, like my husband and my two kids. And I'm able to not only then ha understand how to adjust the way that I interact with them, but it also sheds light where I can be able to guide them to understand each other. And that's been huge for me. Because, of course, when we don't understand each other, right, and we see that another person works in a different way, it can cause a lot of friction or irritation or exhaustion, right? And so it's helped. In the way of understanding myself and then everybody else in the house, it brings a lot of harmony. But what's funny is about the manifesting generator is my daughter just turned 6 years old. She's a manifesting generator. And she has to be busy, right, all the time. She's got so many ideas and so many projects that she wants to do all the time. And one thing that this human design has taught me is that she'll be 3 steps ahead of me when we're just starting something. And so, it's funny because the other day, we were going to do a project, and she, because I've told her before, I say, you know what, you're about 3 steps ahead of mommy, so let's just, and so she would tell me now, she's like, wait, she pauses and she says, I'm probably going to be a little bit ahead of you. She tells me that, right? I'm probably going to be a little bit ahead of you, so let me slow down. Let me like, so that's part of it. And the other funny thing is, my husband is a projector. And yesterday, she wanted to play with him. And she said, I noticed that she's like, you can play with, my son for a lot longer, but you get really tired when you play with me, she says. And he goes, you know what? You're right. And I thought that was the funniest
Wow.
observation that she's understanding. And he goes, I do. He's like, he goes, because you have a lot of energy. That's what he said. But it's so interesting because then it sheds, for my kids, then they're understanding themselves. And it's allowed me to share with them that they can value who they are without having to conform to other people in the house. Right, to really understand and say, you know what, I am like this and that's okay, right? And but to also understand that maybe there's limited, energy in to for certain people, and my son's a lot like me. He's an emotional generator, so our charts are a lot alike. But of course there's depth and nuances to that, but it brings up that, and that's what's really helped me on a personal level as well as my family. My kids.
Unbelievable. Your daughter is quite, astute. And really, the idea that she could step in somebody else's shoes and see how it was for them and understand that that was
Yeah.
the difference in their energy, that
So
is
funny.
amazing for that age. That's
Yeah.
great.
Yeah,
Wow,
it's
what
so
a great
funny.
story. Awesome. All right, so let's turn our thoughts to business now, because after all, this show is Business Success with Human Design, and you all three are entrepreneurs. So let's talk a little bit about what Human Design or Human Design 101 sparked in terms of changes in your business, or something it made you notice about the way you were doing business that was an aha for you.
Oh, I can start. I think one of the biggest areas was in my marketing, and knowing how to speak to the people that want to work with me, as opposed to trying to convince the people that may or may not want to work with me, trying to convince people to work with me, as opposed to asking different questions. And that was a big one too, is just asking questions. I have to respond. You know, all of us, except for the manifestor, really needs to respond in some way or shape or form. And just asking those questions to people. And even on social media, I noticed the difference of when I would ask questions, people do, they respond more, you know, quickly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, 70% of the population is a generator. So you're going to, you know, hit 70% of the market if you just ask a question in your marketing. Yeah. A yes, right. No question. Mm-hmm. A yes, no question. Carrie, how about you?
For me, I had to go through and same thing, sort of marketing, but also on my website, when I ask people, like, you know, sign up for a free consult with me, you know, I went and reworded everything, invite me to a free consultation with you, you know, so it really put them kind of in the driver's seat. It was subtle, but it was different because it was based on what my model was, my energy that worked for me. So I found myself rewriting a lot of that, and talking, you know, differently if I was talking to somebody, and just kind of building that into all my marketing as well and all my conversations. So that was a big change for me.
Great. Thank you.
I love that.
Lisa.
Yeah. So there's been subtle differences that have made a really big, create a really big, I think, energetic impact for me, because the way that I'm communicating now, or I'm able to communicate with my community as well as my clients, is much different in the way that I am. Well, first, through the Human Design 101 course, I learned how to read the very basics, right, for my clients. And that's had a huge impact in the way that I communicate then with my clients. If I know their, you know, their energy type, their strategy, their authority, then it makes a huge difference in how I'm able to then serve them at a higher level. So I would say that that's like the number one thing. But for me to understand that I need to create the questions in a way where I'm able to respond to people, that's been a big one for me.
Can you give us an example of that?
I'll give you an example of asking a question.
How you create the questions? Yeah.
Well, so a lot of what I've been doing is sharing. One of the things about being an emotional generator and what has come through in my sun gates, you know, is that I need to experience something very fully to be able to then create the wisdom of what comes out of that to be able to share it with others. So what I end up doing when I share with my community is I share the stories of, you know, my own experiences or someone who I know. And then I ask them if they can relate to that, right? Because we can all relate. And so when I get that feedback, or what resonates most with you, then I'm able to then, or what questions might you have about this, or, you know, things like that, then I'm able to then create the space to respond and give more value, and also to understand what resonates the most with my clients. What are they experiencing? When I know what they're experiencing, or what their, you know, what their top challenges are, then I'm able then to create my content in a way that that serves them, right? And for where they're currently at.
That's excellent. Excellent. How about your business structure? Any Any ahas come out of that in relation to your energy type and, you know, how you're wired to work? Anybody do anything with their business structure, take on a VA or work less hours or anything like that?
That sounds great.
All of the above.
Yeah, I find myself structuring things differently and really giving myself, you know, that self-care that I need throughout the day, because I am that one that can just, you know, run to the finish line and then just, I'm so tired at the end of the day, I fall asleep. You know, it's like, oh, my husband's like, you're no fun to watch a movie with. You're sleeping 5 minutes into it, you know? So it's like really giving myself that time and checking in and even setting stuff on my phone for a little timer, like, okay, take your 5 minute break, whether that means making a cup of tea or switching my loads upstairs of laundry, just getting away from the computer, because I find that super draining. So really tuning into what my needs are and not just what I think I need to do and get done.
The shoulds and the have tos. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Anybody else?
Yeah, I can piggyback on that a little bit with the shoulds. That has changed, you know, like I should be doing this. I should be, you know, listening to marketing experts and what you should be doing and what you, you know, all of that. And I was like, well, what is it that I want to do? What is it that lights me up? And going from there, as opposed to, you know, like anytime I would think about doing social media, I just was, you know, no, thank you. No, no, no. But when I made it, you know, when I made it fun for me and did the things that I wanted to do, it changed, and it changed my, you know, my attitude. And I, you know, I mean, honestly, if I'm making a post and I'm complaining and whining and, you know, to myself about it, that post doesn't have very good energy, you know?
That's right.
So
yeah.
I might as well do things that I like and put, even if it's fewer, you know, I'm not posting 3 times a day, 7 days a week, or, you know, heck, I'm not even posting every day. But I'm doing what I love as opposed to what I should be doing. So,
and that is such a good point, because that's one of the things that bothers me the most, I think, about business, is that we seem to have rules about what the right way is to do things. And the fact is, the right way for you to do things is your way. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, we all have to get certain things accomplished. And, you know, there are some things that have a way that they have to be done, like your accounting and your taxes. And but any of the more creative aspects of your business, you can structure that way in a way that works for you, that feels good for you. And again, that's getting down into whatever your decision-making center is and checking in with yourself and making sure you're getting the go-ahead from, you know, your solar plexus or your sacral or wherever your decision-making center is, that this feels like the right thing to do. Absolutely. Great point. Lisa, how about you?
Yeah, I think for me, it's really been creating my energetic containers. Like I can, as we've talked about many times, Nancy, I can work. I can do this. I can do that. I can do this. And I can work for long periods of time. But if I'm not being very conscious about where I'm putting my energy, then I will be completely, and I have to be completely exhausted to go to sleep, but I am completely exhausted by the end of the day, because not in a bad way, but in a very almost peaceful way, because I've set those containers of knowing that when I'm doing my intentional work, then that's what I'm doing. And then finding creating the space to take those quiet moments when I'm not thinking about anything, because there's a lot of a mind chatter that can go on, right, in your mind that takes up energy. Mm-hmm. And for me, I want to learn. So there's a lot of things coming in, and that can also use up energy. And then I have my kids after school. And so I think for me, is creating the space for the work-life balance. And I think for me, when that's a lot of what I've learned through my own human design, through the human design 101 course, as well as merging that with our conversations together, Nancy, on the personal side, right? And also when we did the relationship reading as well, to really understanding more deeply, it all comes together. And I think that's what is so rich about this work.
And there's just something to always learn and discover about yourself or the other people that, you know, are around you, both clients and the people in your life, because understanding is a wonderful thing. Not only does it create clarity and, you know, give you ease and flow and a little bit of peace, but it also helps you serve, as many of you said, at a higher level, because you're putting yourself in the other person's shoes and you're really better able to understand what they need. And I think it's interesting, Lisa, as you pointed out, you don't need to know really a whole lot about human design to make it useful in your business. If you know someone's energy type, and then you automatically know their strategy, and then you know their decision-making authority, because that's usually a word that precedes their energy type, just by pulling their chart according to their birthplace, birth date, birth time, you can get those three pieces of information, and that is huge. Would you all agree that that's like so insightful into your clients?
It is, for sure.
Agreed. That's like 90% of it, I think. You know, I mean, just that small piece of it, I think you can make such a difference with someone.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about human design and business. We'll be right back.
Are you curious about your human design? Your chart holds sacred information that can help you get clarity around your life purpose, uncover your natural skills and talents, reveal your business genius and how you're wired to serve in the world, and help you be authentic by shedding all of the things you've been told you have to do and be, so you can follow your true life path. This is the best way to find ease and flow, peace, and an abundant life and business. If you're ready to dive deep into your human design and see what it holds for you, take a look at my new course, Human Design 101. It's a self-paced course with optional, live, supportive Q&A calls, and this is your chance to live your life how it was designed to be lived. You can learn more at nancyokeefcoaching.com. Check it out.
Welcome back. This is Nancy O'Keefe. We're in the last segment here on Business Success with Human Design, and we've got our panel, Carrie, Lisa, and Jackie, talking about their experiences with human design, the readings, Human Design 101. So let's talk during this segment a little bit more about business. What else that I haven't mentioned might come up for you in business where you feel like you can draw on something you've learned because of human design?
Well, I'll go. This is Lisa. I would say through the course, the Human Design 101 course, you went into a lot of depth into translating the gates or interpreting the gates. And one of the things that came up for me that validated a lot of things, and this translates into business as well, just because of this, the being in the spiritual life development and, you know, how we come in and everything like that, is you learn about your soul purpose, like in particular for my work, is very valuable to understand nuances into what you're here to learn, the areas of growth. And because when we know that, when we understand that, we're able to create small shifts to be more true to ourselves, which then will translate into every area of our life. And so when we went into in-depth into each one of those, for me, it's a validation in a very tangible way of this, that we all come in with a particular theme of purposes, a theme of learning lessons, and I'm able to, by understanding that, if I wanted to, I could look at particular areas for my clients, if that topic came up, and I can see and guide them to kind of validating for themselves where they're currently at, what they're experiencing, and it kind of gives them validation.
You mentioned the gates. Did you begin to see the gates as skills that you have?
Yes. And you know what was interesting for me is before going through the program and just in creating this work for Love is a Seed and getting more into depth of that, what had come up for me was a couple of years ago or so is this idea that we can relax in the knowing that it's all good, that it's everything. I mean, all the learnings, so we can relax in the knowing. What was really interesting for me in particular, going through the charts, and this was through the course, is in one of my primary gates, it was, it specifically said that I'm here to teach that we can relax in the knowing that we're all supported. And so that was like a personal thing for me, but it also validated the path that this work is on, that I'm on in particular, of translating everything that I've been able to translate through this spiritual life work. And so the strengths of being able to be able to experience and then teach in a very specific way, individualized way for other women has been, a validation and greater clarity in that.
Well, and you coined that phrase about the knowing, sort of as a little brand statement almost, didn't you?
Yeah, it's in my signature, and it became something I would say at the end of each one of my videos that I would do, because it was so true to me, right? And it was true to the work and true to this unconditional love of who we are and the energy that flows all throughout life. And so when I saw that, I only saw that, it was probably, I realized it probably a few months after I had taken the course, and I went back to look at something, and that just kind of popped out to me as a significant area. And I thought, well, that's validation right there, you know. But yeah, it was really fascinating.
Yeah, I remember how excited you were when you came upon it, and you were like, "Oh, I love this. This is me. I'm going to use this."
Yeah,
that's great. How about you, other ladies?
Well, I was going to say, this is Carrie. I was going to say that I feel like as an entrepreneur, you know, it can be tricky sometimes, and you're kind of sort of always having to pivot and figure out, is this really my niche? And, are you know, I want to find the right clients to serve with all this great information that we all have. And I feel like understanding and knowing what my purpose was and my whole entire reading. And I remember you saying to me, Nancy, wow, you are so doing exactly what you are aligned, exactly what your blueprint says. I couldn't think of anything better for you to be in. So that gave me confidence. And you need a lot of confidence as an entrepreneur, and confidence in just, you know, myself, and that, okay, I am aligned. I am headed in the right direction. And sometimes we just need to understand that and really understand ourselves on a much deeper level, because as an entrepreneur, I am my brand, right? And so understanding human design helps me be 100% more me. And that's the differentiator in business. It's how you can you be? How much can you step in yourself and understand yourself so much that that's what you embrace, because that's what you have to offer other people.
And there's no one else exactly like you. Yeah. And yeah, it was amazing how much storytelling types of things you had in your chart. Yeah. That was mind blowing almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
And that's pertinent because my book is called Tell a New Story, and I'm all about stories and stories that we tell each other and ourselves. And so, yeah, that kept coming up, and I was like, Nancy, storyteller. She's like, you're so aligned. So that was really,
it was really good. Yeah.
Really fabulous. So thank you.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. For me, the open centers, I have a lot of open centers in my chart. And I would notice that when I was around certain people, I would not act different, but I found myself responding to different people in different ways, and then learning about their charts and how it fed into mine, and how, you know, I don't have a defined head or ajna, but if I was around someone, all of a sudden I'm like, you know, very taking on their ideas, and I'm like, yeah, and that's so and do. And then as soon as they're out of my aura, and I'm like, why did I say yes to that? And I was making, you know, making all of these decisions about in my head. And I, you know, would forget to follow my strategy and authority. And these, for me, those questions, and I respond, it's not even a full word. I just kind of like grunt yes or grunt no, not even out loud sometimes, just within myself. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's a yes. But when it's in my head, I start to rationalize and I'll, you know, why I should do it or why I shouldn't do it. And I've learned what a difference that has been in my decision-making in business, even with, you know, with people in general.
To piggyback on that, because it just sparked something for me in the decision-making and what I kind of shifted and changed is giving myself time to think about before I answer to an opportunity. And because I tend to, because of my need for a sense of safety and security, I have to know everything about, you know, something, as much information as I can. And then
are you a line one?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I am. And so I'm 1-3. And so, and that just aligns, you know, very much with the work and everything. But you had mentioned multiple times to me as well. You say someone comes to you with an opportunity and it might be an immediate yes for you in your mind, but you're best if you say, you know what, I want to say yes. My instinct is to say yes. Let me think on it. Let me sleep on it. And because I want to gather the information and be able to feel into, because I'm emotional generator, right? Feel into that answer. Is it really right for me at this time? Because as we've been talking about this whole thing about energy, we only have so much energy. So where are we going to place our attention, our focus? And so that was a big one for me.
Yeah. And it's really sad in a lot of ways, how many people are out there living a life of things they should have said no to, but they didn't. They said yes, and they didn't honor their decision-making authority. Why? Because we've been taught all of our lives what we should and shouldn't want to do. We've been taught to think about it, make logical choices, make choices that we think about in terms of the pros and cons. And nobody is actually designed to make a decision that way. So, you know, especially in business, making aligned choices is huge, because you're going to spend a lot of wasted time, money, and energy if you constantly go against what's right for you. And again, it's all about feeling into it, as Lisa mentioned. Great. So we've got a little bit more time. Let's talk about authenticity, because one of the things I really like about human design is the idea that you give yourself permission to be yourself. And, you know, as we talked about in the course, when you're authentic, you're going to naturally attract your right clients. They're going to resonate with what you're all about, especially if you're putting yourself out there in a very authentic way. So have any of you had experience with that in terms of attracting clients because of your authenticity?
You know what? I can actually... What pops up for me, this is Lisa, what pops up for me immediately is starting around, I don't know, 10 or so years ago, probably more than that, going to various networking events and really trying to conform to everybody else there and to be able to fit in. That's so natural, right? That we want to, but and following their teachings, whatever I was learning, following their teachings, implementing it, no matter what, because it worked for them. But oftentimes it was just completely not authentic to me, and it never worked because it was never truly mine, my energy, my strengths, my anything like that, right? And especially this initiating thing, right? I can't just initiate stuff and have it work. That's not how I'm
created. How you're wired.
Yeah, exactly. That's not how I'm created. And so that's definitely a huge one for me, is in the way of authenticity and what we can discover through human design and really implement and shift things around so that it does align for us. Because when we're authentic to ourselves, like Carrie talked about, there's that confidence and just owning your own energy. And when you can do that, like you said, Nancy, you end up attracting that like energy, right? Or, you know, that resonance. So that's what popped up for me. That was the one of the biggest things.
Yeah. And I did a poll recently, and there were three things I asked business owners. What are the toughest three parts about owning a business? The overwhelm, chasing shiny objects, or attracting paying clients? And overwhelmingly, people said attracting my right clients that are willing to pay for what I do. And, you know, we work very hard in our marketing. As Carrie said, we work very hard to differentiate ourselves. And I don't think we have to work that hard. I think if we just are true to who we are and we put it out there in a very loving and almost vulnerable way, the people that need what we have are gonna look up and say, "Oh my God, where have you been all my life?" And that to me is so important. We talk a lot about the know, like, and trust factor in marketing and business. We talked about it in the class too. And the best way to increase your know, like, and trust factor is to be authentic. That's what people will see, and that's how they're going to start to like the real you, and that's how they're going to trust you over time too. And any other comments, Carrie?
Oh, I was just going to say, I think it also serves to give them permission to step into 100% of who they are. Just by doing that, and just by exemplifying that quality of being 100% you, you are a leader for them already, and they recognize that. And you've just given them permission that it's okay to be 100% them. And what more of a gift could you offer to somebody?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Jackie, what do you think?
I agree. I agree 100%. I have spent a long time in my life being the chameleon of whatever environment I was in, and being able to change. That's actually a little bit part of my design, is being adaptable. I can be for someone else what they need, but I can do it now without losing me. I can, you know, if it's just, it's a that piece of it is a game changer, because I was adaptable before, but I would lose myself in that. And it was like, I almost didn't know anything about me because I was so busy being for other people.
Mm-hmm. And then you can end up being a people pleaser and not,
absolutely.
Lisa, did you want to add something?
Yeah, just one more thing is one thing that, from meeting so many people and listening to a lot of, you know, leaders and consultants and coaches and all that stuff throughout all the years, and meeting different people, you'll know with the people in my community, with you, me, everybody here too, is that you know when someone's not being authentic to themselves. You know when they're not, when they're trying to be somebody that they're not. And so I think that also has a huge impact on business, because if I feel that from someone who is marketing a program or anything like that, it's an immediate energetic stop for me. Right. Yeah. Because it's almost like they're hiding something, but the thing is, they are just not really truly being, like you said, vulnerable and transparent. And I think that's what, when you really embrace human design, that kind of allows you to have your clients and community truly see you for who you are, very human, very imperfect, but also owning your own strengths and abilities. Mm-hmm. And nothing has to be perfect, but that just resonates with people because you're real. You're not trying to be someone that you're not, and trying to, you know, have a persona that is not you.
And that sets up a dynamic that allows us to pull what's meant to come our way into us, instead of having to do the basically yucky thing of push, pushing it out there, which for almost all of us, with the exception of the manifestors, 9% of the population, we don't have the energy to do that, and it doesn't feel good. So if you're able to just be yourself, share your passion, be vulnerable, be loving, I really want to help you. You know, I really want you to understand this material. It can benefit your life. And I want you to have that gift, as opposed to, I want to sell a program and make a 7-figure income. You know, that isn't what it's all about. And I think, you know, for me, this is just something that really helps people get into their own skin, be themselves, and feel really good about who they are, so that they don't have anything to apologize for. They don't have any need to compare themselves to anyone else. They can just live in the, you know, the ease and the flow and the peace of being who they are. I think that's the beautiful part of it. Any final comments, ladies? This has been a great conversation. Anybody have anything else they want to add?
That was Lisa? Great. Thank you.
Just that I have learned so much from Nancy. I just want to say that through all of the sessions that we have had, and then going through the 101 program, because it was very clear and it was to the point. And so I had given my testimonial after the program, mainly because I know that it is one of the most powerful things that we can do for ourselves, as well as those who we serve. And so I just want to, you know, thank Nancy and thank everybody here too. But yeah, thank you, Nancy, for everything that you have, for everything that you've taught me, as well as through the program. It's just been extremely beneficial personally and professionally.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I want everybody to know these are amazing ladies that do amazing things in their businesses. And let's go around one more time and just say your name and your website so everybody can find you if they'd like to learn more about what you do. Say your name, what you do, and your website. Jackie, you want to start?
Sure. Jackie Mariest at jackiemariest.com, JACKIMARIEST.com. And I, you know, I help women get in touch with their bodies so that they can be authentically them and be their best self.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. Carrie?
Hi, Carrie Rowan, Professor of Happiness and Joy. And I love helping women, and I love teaching people on stages through my book. I do one-on-one coaching through corporate seminars, really to understand those stories that we tell, not only everybody else, but the quiet little ones that go on in our head. And how do we catch those stories? And how do we reframe that story and rewrite that story to be empowering and support us for who we are today and where we want to go in our lives?
And your website?
CarrieRowan.com, CarrieRowan.com.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy,
and,
for having me.
And Lisa.
Yes, Lisa Fermata, Empowered Life You Guide, Life Transformation Mentor. You can find me at loveistheseed.com, and I guide women through this spiritual life journey to understand how they can transcend their challenges, become the leader of their mind they're here to be, and create greater joy and greater sense of inner peace and purpose in their life.
Awesome. And I got to say, I'm just in awe of how you guys have embraced this and not only learned it, but used it. Because for me, that's the most important part of this. That's why I teach this. I want people to be able to embrace it, incorporate it in their life and their business, so it makes a difference. And you've all done that. And I thank you. This has been
thank
a great
you,
conversation. So this is Nancy O'Keefe, Business Success with Human Design, signing out for today. Bye-bye.